America Meditating Radio Show. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Vint Verga, author of The Soul of All Living Creatures, and I listen to America Meditating Radio.
The Meditation Museum in Silver Spring, Maryland offers a variety of courses and activities to make your life go a whole lot smoother. Located at 9525 Georgia Avenue, you will be able to experience the beautiful silence that's in the space. There are courses in Raja Yoga Meditation, Positive Thinking, Stress-Free Living, and Personal Development classes. For more information, call us at 301-588-0144 or visit us online at meditationmuseum.org.
Hey everybody, it's John Duperin from Project Forgive. How are you doing? You are in the right place for the highest level of conversation to feed your soul. American Meditating with Sister Jenna. Stay with us.
Everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. Don't you love that? Reach out and touch someone's hands. Make this world a better place if you can. The incredible Diana Ross. If you're like me and you had watched the State of the Union address, regardless of the side that you're on, Democrat or Republican, you've got to somehow concede or accept that there's just something good about the man that's running our country at this time, who we call President Barack Obama. I was very, very touched by his speech, and earlier on in the day had the fortune of being on the private call to get a thumbs up as to what would be some of the discussions in the State of the Union address, and He hit on so many things, and I just want to amplify to our listeners today on the America Meditating Radio Show. One of the sole purposes to why we do the show is to highlight the qualities of our awareness or the quality of consciousness so that we can bring an elevating story to not only this country, but the fact that this country impacts 80% of the media intake. And so when you've got a leader who has been leading so quietly, and as Joe Biden said earlier on in the day yesterday, which many of you might not have been aware of the call that we were on, he has presided over 8 presidents, and he says, "No one have I met with such character in his every being." I just wanted to share that with all of you, because regardless of your religion, the color of your skin, who you're married to, who you choose to marry to, who you choose to love, it is now the time for us to begin to look at the character of a person, the quality of a person's spirit, what's deep inside of that being that really highlights and amplifies the reason why we are here. We are meant to be good, and we are meant to shine that good. And I know many of us are very aware of Marianne Williamson's quote that many of us are actually afraid of how bright we can shine, and I think that we're going to be moving past that. We are now being called to be the best that we can, and we even have a leader that has basically symbolizes so many good qualities as a person, and I really want to give a thumbs up to the administration and to everyone support, whether you're on the left or the right side. If you have contributed to making this country better by keeping the values and the qualities of freedom and truth and spirituality into the minds of your people, you leading well. We want to thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. We're going to have Patricia Moreno on shortly. We're going to be having a heart-to-heart conversation with Patricia. But you know what I love to do best here in the AM radio show, right? That is let it go, give it all in, right? So now from my off-the-grid Into the Heart meditation CD, I invite you, breathe in deeply, let it go, and experience. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play, and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time,
that was letting go from off the grid into the heart. One of my favorite meditations from the off the grid into the heart meditation CD. Like I mentioned in my meditation class this morning, that you can't run away from anything. It's just sitting in you. It's a matter of amplifying the love in your heart so that you can cope with things, because it's nonstop. The issues around us are just nonstop. You could tell someone one thing 100 times and they just don't value what you're saying. And then you're going to have to cope with dealing with you, because you're either going to get upset or you're going to have to let that go and come from a deeper place of love. The America Meditating Radio is really proud to welcome Patricia Moreno, who is a new thought leader, and she combines spirituality and fitness to teach people to exercise their power to live a life they love in a body they love now. Patricia, you've got to come to DC and help me, like yesterday. With more than 20 years of experience as a dynamic fitness and dance instructor, Patricia is a pioneer in the industry and one of the most respected mind-body-life coaches and fitness experts today. She is the founder of Sati Life, a company dedicated to empowering and inspiring people to believe in themselves and live a life they love in a body that they love. She was voted Best Instructor by Allure and New York Magazine and has been featured in dozens of magazines internationally, such as Shape Fitness, It's Endless. Today, we're really, really, really fortunate to have Patricia on the America Meditating Radio. You've got to come here and help me. I want to make my body look like yours.
I'm on my way.
Awesome. Can't wait. I'll pay for your ticket first class if you wish. So,
deal.
You know, there we go. One of the most important things is that we, the souls, are sitting in these bodies for a long time, and we sort of get used to sitting in the body that we sometimes take it for granted. So as we
let me use this word very beautifully. As we grow into our antiquity, we tend to forget its quality of its shape, the way that we could really nurture it. And one of the hardest things for us to do is to trust and understand the importance of taking care of our bodies. Why did Patricia really begin to combine spirituality and the well-being of the body at this juncture in her life?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, I grew up with a lot of shame about my body and a lot of focus on trying to build my self-worth based on how I looked. I was on a diet when I was in third grade, and I ballooned up to 212 pounds, and then I became bulimic, and I was over-exercising and using drugs to maintain my weight because I was panicked that if I didn't look right, I would not be worthy or worth or valuable. And I was here in the fitness industry, and I was on covers of magazines and doing DVDs, and I felt like a fraud because I was dieting and exercising, but I wasn't healthy, and I wasn't maintaining my weight, and I was using unsustainable means, and I felt like not only a fraud, but like there was something deeply wrong with me because I couldn't do what the whole world was saying, which should be so easy. You just diet and you exercise and there you go. And when I realized that there was a missing element to this ability to have a body that was healthy, not just thin, but healthy and strong and vital, that I cared enough about that, not just about the superficiality about it, I realized that there was a piece missing that people weren't talking about. And so I spent a year or so on a journey just trying to figure out what that missing element was. And after studying with so many great, beautiful teachers and reading so many books and starting meditating and journaling, I came to the realization that we can't create and live in a body that we love from a place of hate and criticism and striving to prove ourselves from the outside in, but it has to begin by developing a new self-concept and by accepting that we are already valuable and already worthy without having to do anything, and from that place, treating ourselves as such. And that is not just with diet and exercise. That definitely, of course, is an element, but that's the physical element. But we also need a spiritual solution because we are spiritual beings, and that was always left out of the puzzle. So I wanted to create a practice because people know this. We hear it all the time, love yourself and be positive and say positive affirmations. But it's one thing to know the information, but to take that information and make it wisdom and to experience it and live it, it needs to be a practice. So I wanted to create a practice where it could be combined with something that people do on a, you know, most people do on a regular, not most people, but a lot of people do on a regular basis. And that was to combine the self-love practice with the exercise so that we understand that the change on the outside is really a mirror of what's happening on the inside. And so that's why I created this practice.
You know, I want to be an angel's advocate here because in so many of my conversations over the air and just at home and with my tribe all over the world, we are saying the same thing. It's time for us to be worthy. It's time for us to believe that we were born beautiful, born, you know, greater than life itself, so to speak. And what seems to have gotten in the way are some of the events that have maybe taken away that big chunk of happiness or sense of self. Now, you and I both know that we've not been able to stop the events from happening, but the big assignment here is how do we remain the witness or a detached observer to these events that we have felt. We have felt breakups. We have felt not being pretty enough. We have felt betrayed. We have felt abandoned. And here we are, you know, 20 years later, maybe not taking care of our body, not doing well in relationships because the soul is still attaching itself to those experiences from those events. Patricia, do you have any thoughts or recommendation as to how best, as our listeners are listening to this conversation, what would be a tip or two that you would share with us to move a little bit away from the attachment to those narratives? Because we should be walking with that worth. Whether we're 100 pounds or 200 pounds, I should still feel my worthiness. But we do not.
Yeah, there. Like I said, it's it's one thing to know, right, like you said, we should be doing this, and then we feel more guilty because we're not and that there's something wrong. And it's understanding that, you know, when we go through the heart, that's the place where we can have more acceptance and compassion and self-reflection. And when it comes from the heart, then we can see things differently. But in theory, that sounds very easy. But the practice that I do myself and that I teach quite often is simply just staying in that space where you're investigating, you're curious. Curious instead of critical. And when we start to investigate what's going on in our mind, instead of just letting it go, like with free rein, and we start to look in there and say, why am I thinking that? Why do I feel unworthy? Why do I think that I need to look perfect in order to achieve that? Is that really serving me in the highest way? When I think that thought, what does it cause me to do? How does it cause me to feel? And then is that thought really effective in me fulfilling what I really want, which is freedom or self-love or worthiness? And when we get curious instead of critical, we can start to open up our minds to, instead of pushing and resisting, accepting and saying, well, this is what I've practiced, this is what I've done, this is how I've programmed myself, this is how I've what I've picked up from my environment and my parents, and it's not mine and it's not who I am, and I am a creative being and I can create something new here. So it's about getting excited that the past doesn't equal your future. And in this moment, right here today, just by getting curious instead of critical, we move more into the heart, and then we have access to these new eyes from which we can see a solution instead of causing more of a problem. But we have to own our power and say, I'm the one that's creating this misery within me. I'm the one that's creating this self-doubt or this illusion that I'm unworthy. And if I am so powerful that I can create this illusion of unworthiness, wow, I've done that for so long. Imagine what I can do if I make a decision to cause myself to feel worthy and to investigate how I could do that without having to change anything on the outside, but purely make this an inside job. We have to get excited
Amen.
About that. Mm-hmm.
Amen. I love that, from critical to being curious, and that's very important. Listeners, did you hear that? And I'm even thinking of one particular person who's extremely close to me that for decades she's got so much power, Patricia, and she has used so much of that energy to make herself seem less than. And I know that when she kicks into gear and she starts to turn that power into a real sattvic state of consciousness, there'll be no stopping her. I want to talk about your company, Sati Life. And what does it mean to live a Sati life? I mean, I love that. Sati.
Well, Sati, as you know, means mindfulness, awareness. And so it's an invitation to look at yourself and your life from this place of awareness. And I love this description of awareness being the highest form of intelligence, awareness without judgment. Awareness without judgment being the highest form of intelligence, because it's just openness. It's just curiosity without condemnation. And so it's about looking from this expanded perspective of oneself and then being the conscious choice maker, a deliberate choice maker about how to use one's power, instead of using power over people, to use the power over oneself to direct our thoughts and to develop the character from which we really want to grow and to create things and to interact with people. So that's why it's so beautiful to like blend this with exercise, because exercise we can get caught up in it being a very superficial thing, and then we lose our motivation when it's not working. But when we think about it as a way to have reverence and a way to appreciate what we have and an opportunity to practice this mindfulness and this detached awareness where we become the choice maker, then we can apply that in every area of life because we've built that muscle.
Wonderful. That's very powerful. I love that, and I love Sati. As we're moving through these current times, right, you have come up with a method called Intense Sati, and I want to learn more about it, because we are so bombarded by news that, you know, feeds that lower energy of consciousness. which is okay. I know it sells at the box office. I know it keeps ratings up. But for those of us who are contributing in light and working in the continuity of all that is good, give us a little bit of an insight on how intense sati method actually works. And leave us with like one tip or one little practice that we could walk away with today.
Sure. So what I did was I created a workout that combines the awareness of creating how to activate a state of being and teaching people that it's really the being that matters, because the being then will springboard the doing and the actions. But we have to be really clear that you can do any action, and it depends on who you're being. So if I'm working out and saying, oh, I'm so fat, I got to work out, I got to go to the gym, I'm so fat, I'm running, I'm working out, I'm so fat, I got to lose weight, my body's disgusting. So your state of being, your self-concept, is just getting more affirmed, even though the action's quite positive. So if you can learn that you want to activate the state first, the state of being enough, the state of being worthy, the state of love, the state of enjoyment, the state of gratitude, any of those, then that will help everything affect the change that you want. So what I have people do is then remember that a state of being is a combination of what you're focusing on, the language you're using, and how you're moving your body. Those are the three legs of creating a state. So if you want to create a state of being for your day that's grateful or appreciative, so you make a decision and you say, what's my word? What's my intention of being today? And then you say, okay, my intention is confidence today. This is who I have a lot of work to do. I've got to show up for this interview. I have a class to teach. I want to pull up that level of confidence where I can shine and reveal my true self. So then I say, okay, that's great. So my affirmation, my language is, I am confident. Not I will be when I lose the weight. I am. There's a part of me within me that's already that. So I choose the line in the present, I am, and I pick my word. And then I say, well, how do I walk when I'm confident? Well, when I walk when I'm confident, maybe
beautiful.
I remember a time being confident, and I throw my shoulders back, my chest is high, I probably have a light, pleasant look on my face, I'm curious,
beautiful.
And I have a feeling of excitement. And then my physiology, that's my physiology, and my focus is I'm looking for how to bring out my best self. It's already in there, but how can I bring my best self to whatever it is I'm doing? And I just live that question. So I use the affirmation that also combines the physiology, the posture, the breath, the movement, the facial expression, and then the focus. Seeing myself as already that, believing that it's already within me, and I just have to feed that part of me a little bit more today.
Beautiful. You know, even as you were saying it, I found myself just sitting up a little bit higher in the chair of the studio.
Yeah.
Because it's true. You know, in the school of acting, you are basically trained and conditioned that when you get the role to play, the whatever is that character role that you're playing, that it's essential that you start to model the personality of the character you're about to film. And in the same way, if we're planning to become the best of who we're meant to be, and that is what I feel is a soul filled with so much quality and virtues and divinity and purity and peace. And however that unfolds, whether it's in the fitness, whether it's in corporate, whether it's in education, whether it's in politics, can you imagine what that would feel like when the world sees samples
wow.
like that, Patricia?
Amazing. No, beyond.
You know?
It's just, yes. It's what we need more of, and it really takes just each person taking responsibility for themselves and being like, I am a part of all of this, and when I change, everything changes. So if we can really focus on that inward work, that we do have a say in this, and that's by managing our own state of consciousness and bringing more strength of that into the world.
Beautiful, beautiful. Patricia Moreno, thank you so much for joining us on the America Meditating Radio. You're doing great. And I'm going to hold you to this exercise campaign. I need to shed 10 pounds.
Yes, well, you know what I did? I just released a new DVD that I'm actually giving away for free all month, and it's called Willpower, and you can start by doing that. What do you think about that?
I'm definitely going to start. Now, you need to leave us with a website, contact information, so we can run after you and get it.
Definitely, please. It's satilife.com, SATILIFE.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get the code for the free workout, which is just released.
Patricia Moreno, thank you so much. Leave us with one inspirational quote that can get us to thinking at a higher level.
I am enough. I have enough. I am grateful today. Today's a great day.
Om Shanti. Perfect. My dear beloved, all the best. Take care and see you
thank
soon.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, you don't have to be born with a perfect body. You don't have to be born with a perfect mind. You don't have to be born with all the things that you see on the front cover of Cosmopolitan or beyond that. But you've got to start to believe in you. And you've got to start to raise your quality of worth and virtues. And even if it starts with waking up and saying that you are that, I am good, I am worthy, I am full, I have it all. And just start with that. Even if you don't believe it, start with it. Never stop until you start to observe your walking, your sitting, your eating, and your interaction with people are modeling that. Hope you've enjoyed our conversation. Please visit Patricia Moreno at her Sati Life, and we hope that you enjoyed this conversation that we've had on the air. Hey, you can participate in all the archived shows that we've had by downloading the Pause for Peace free app, which was designed by a youth. He was 13 years old, summertime. He kept bugging me and showed me things on his iPad. Sister Jenna, look at this. Sister Jenna, look at this. Wasn't getting him anywhere. And I said, why don't you design an app so that that app could do service for the world? I'm asking all of you listening in today, download the Pause for Peace app. Enjoy the archive of incredible shows that we have on a regular basis. And don't forget to tweet us and follow us on America Meditating. Look, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We are here to love each other the same. And if you really want to make an impact in the world, change yourself first. Thanks, everyone. We'll end with Kristen Hoffman. Love and gratitude. Take care.